Amid all the news about fired assistants and a suspended head coach, you might have forgotten that the Ohio State football team opens a new season tomorrow. The Buckeyes host Oregon State inside Ohio Stadium. Here for a season preview is Tim May. He covers the team for the Columbus Dispatch. Welcome back, Tim.
Glad to be here, my man.
A month ago, we would have said the big story of this team would be the new starting quarterback, Dwayne Haskins. Not the case now. It's the new interim head coach, Ryan Day. Do you expect big changes with him at the helm instead of Urban Meyer?
No, I do not. I mean, you know, bottom line, if it comes down to a decision by a new head coach, you know, because as Greg Schiano, the defensive coordinator, and Kevin Wilson, the other offensive coordinator, have said, you know, have told him, you know, finally it comes down to a call by you when it comes to making a decision. You know, fourth and three, a young head coach may go for it, you know, whereas an older guy might not. But just on the running of the game, et cetera, I expect very few visible changes.
Were you surprised that Day got the job over Schiano and Wilson, both of whom have head coaching experience? Day does not.
I'm not going to say I was very surprised, but I was surprised. But then when you take into account the situation that Greg Schiano ran into last year when he was offered the Tennessee job and then had that offer rescinded when a social media buzz started about, you know, what he should have known or should have known it done, et cetera, when he was at Penn State. Of course, that was water way under the dam from 25 years ago, but they rescinded the offer. And then, of course, you had Kevin Wilson left Indiana pretty much because of a dispute more than anything else between the way he handled one specific player more than anyone else who had an injury and his family got upset about. What I'm getting to here is naming Ryan Day means you're naming a guy who had been there for 1 year and really didn't have that kind of baggage, if that's what you want to call it, in his background.
As I said, the Buckeyes do have a new starting quarterback, Dwayne Haskins, more of a traditional drop-back passer than the scrambling quarterbacks Meyer has mostly used during his time here. Do you expect the offense to look the same, or is it a total overhaul?
Well, you know, the funny thing about drop back passer is interesting because they're already dropped back now in the shotgun. So, and I'm not being smart-alecky with you.
Cool.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, he is definitely nowhere near as mobile as JT Barrett, but he has shown he can scramble and run when he needs to. But the bottom line is his gift to the offense is his right arm and the ability to attack any point on the field with a passing game, which they have not had under JT Barrett the last 4 years. But the bottom line is, yeah, this is an offense that, as I have said and written, has the makings to be the most prolific in the Urban Meyer era.
The Big Ten also considered a better conference this year. Ohio State is ranked number 5 in the preseason rankings. That's actually behind Wisconsin, which is number 4. Penn State, Michigan, and Michigan State also in the top 15. Do you think Ohio State wins the conference this year?
Well, Penn State, Michigan, and Michigan State are in the East Division along with Ohio State. So that shows you
they have to play them all.
The path Ohio State has to travel to, in fact, get back to the Big Ten championship game. I think Ohio State is from top to bottom, the most talented team in the Big Ten. I don't think anyone would argue that who's watched recruiting, et cetera. But as we found out, you know, last year when Ohio State went to Iowa, the more talented team doesn't always win. Sometimes the more talented team gets its rear end kicked. So you never know what's going to happen from Saturday to Saturday. But just looking at it, going into the season, everyone healthy, et cetera, because things change on dynamics on a team when injuries happen. But I think Ohio State is a more talented team. Therefore, it would behoove you to pick Ohio State because, really, I think you're going to find its biggest hurdle early is going to be the game at Penn State on September the 29th. And probably the game that's going to decide Ohio State's fate is going to be its regular season finale at home against Michigan. Michigan's going to be a much more improved team from a year ago because they're actually going to be able to play a little more offense.
Real quick, Tim, if you had to pick a surprise player, a breakout star from this year's team, who would it be?
From a freshman standpoint, it would be Jeremy Ruckert. From guys who've been there, it might be DeMario McCall.
The Ohio State football team starts a new season tomorrow inside Ohio Stadium against Oregon State. Kickoff is scheduled for noon. Tim May from the Columbus Dispatch. Thanks.
Always a pleasure, my man.